Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Osipinski. My goal with this show is to be able to explain the lymphatic system and its many roles in health. Not understanding this system is really hurting every single one of us. It's a system that cleans us. On today's show, I'm explaining the health benefits of maintaining your lymphatic system. Again, the lymphatic system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes that cleans your body and brain, and not knowing that we should be maintaining this system is contributing to many of your health problems. So if we can maintain this system, and it's really very simple, we eat a little bit differently, we do a little exercise, we take some supplements, and we manually maintain our lymphatic system, and you have less pain, you sleep better, you have less anxiety and depression, you think clearer. It really is an amazing thing. We have a system that's meant to clean us, and we're ignoring it and wondering why we have so many problems. So we really need to maintain this system that cleans us. After retiring from the New York City Fire Department, I was fortunate to learn the work of three world-renowned physicians who use their hands to release specific parts of the body to promote circulation and healing. Dr. John Upledger, craniosacral therapy, works with the brain and spinal cord. Dr. Burrell from France, visceral manipulation, how to release the organs because they get tight from acid. And lymph drainage therapy, Dr. Bruno Ciccoli, really this therapy changed my life. If you can imagine, I never knew about the lymphatic system too, and I had all these health problems. And it made a big difference in my life and my family's life, and I hope it makes a difference in your family's life. My book, An Undetected Acid, Alkaline Imbalance, published 2006, and really what you want to go to is my on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. Explains how we're filling with cellular waste due to a congested lymphatic system. I give you some basic science. It's not an anatomy and physiology course. It's a course on how to get your lymph system going and how to use your hands and diet to directly have control over this system. Understanding this myth science, I develop body work called Lymphpractic. If you live out of state, I coach clients on improving their lymphatic system anywhere in the world. And my work in Scottsdale, Arizona, using Lymphpractic, really gets to the root cause of your health problems. Over a few weeks of seeing me, I activate your lymphatic system, you change your diet a little bit, and we reduce toxicity in your body, and your life changes. You can do the same thing if you don't live in Scottsdale by having me coach you. Wherever you live, I can help you with, again, phone or Skype. When you understand science of the lymphatic system, the body's sewage treatment system, you have a better chance of overcoming an illness, lowering your risk of disease, and improving how you feel mentally and physically. And remember, most people don't have one problem. We have multiple health problems. I'm going to explain that in a minute. When you understand the basics of the lymphatic system, that it helps to reabsorb, and this is critical, from the tissues, cellular waste and immune cells, meaning your arteries and being pushed blood out into the tissues and your veins pick up some of it, but, you know, some of it, the larger cells that might be clumping together and, you know, just waste in your body gets trapped in our tissues if the veins can't pick it up. Well, that's what the lymphatic system is meant to pick up. So if our lymphatic system, which just has one little drain on either side of our neck that has to accept all the lymph flow in the body, when that gets clogged up, then the body suffers. And we need to maintain this system to get it flowing, and then we feel better. So when the lymphatic system cannot work efficiently, then cellular waste and immune cells, right, can build in your skin, muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain. And this is really what creates inflammation. It's just cellular waste. This is the basis of most disease. Let's look at some research on how cellular waste is linked to many health problems. Now, you've heard me say this one many times, that, you know, in 2005, two studies linked fat and obesity to damaged lymph vessels, that when they damaged the gene in the mice that made lymph vessels in the leg, the lymph vessels became leaky and the leg got fat. So we saw that if the lymph vessels can't pick up fat, that it builds, or waste, really, it builds in your tissues and in your cells. So many diseases are linked to cellular waste. Just a few weeks ago, heart failure, and this is a big one, because even though I'm talking about heart failure, understand that heart disease begins with cellular waste building in your heart. but heart failure they link to cellular waste, the desmin protein building in the heart, creating a buildup of cellular waste called amyloid. And you've also heard me talk about amyloidosis. This is a fatal disease where waste proteins build in any part of your body. Where it builds, it limits circulation, and you get sick, but it can be fatal. So many other diseases like ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, Huntington's, even breast cancer a few months ago was linked to a microbial imbalance, which is cellular waste, right? And we also have senescent cells in our body. These are cells that haven't broken apart. They're floating around your body, creating havoc. And they have been linked to osteoarthritis and atherosclerosis, you know, to build up a waste in your arteries. So cellular waste is something that we really have to think of. And these senescent cells, when they're floating around your body, they give off a component that breaks down other tissues in your body and activates an immune response, which can actually play a role in the autoimmune diseases, how our body actually attacks itself. So we all need to understand how most of our health problems are due to limited circulation from the buildup of cellular waste. When you talk about good circulation, then we need to include the lymphatic system because it is a whole secondary system that must complete circulation. When your lymphatic system in any part of your body, in an organ or tissue or a muscle in your skin, cannot function, cannot clean that area, then cellular waste is going to build there and create acidity and toxicity and inflammation, and we're going to have problems in that area. So today, you know, I'm really talking about the benefits, and the benefits are really simple. When you clean cellular waste from your body, then you're going to sleep better, you're going to have less pain, you're going to lose weight, and some people may even gain weight because when you're full of waste, your organs can shut down, you don't want to eat, and, you know, I work with people, and often they just say, wow, I want to eat again. And, you know, these are people who did not want to eat before. So whether you want to lose weight, gain weight, you have swelling, we all want to feel better. And maintaining our lymphatic system can give us all benefit, no matter what health problems we may be having. So your lymph system is a tiny network of vessels and nodes. It's everywhere in your body. It's a one-way river. And it's basically meant to clean every system in your body. And in 2015, they found lymphatic vessels in the brain, which means it's meant to clean the brain. And in 2017, researchers found that the cerebrospinal fluid in your brain must flow through lymphatic vessels. And when they found, as people get older, that flow into lymphatic vessels becomes limited and waste can build in the brain. And this could be a cause of Alzheimer's or dementia. But I believe when our lymph system can't clean our brain, it's really why we have anxiety, depression, bipolar, why we can't sleep. It's really affecting our brain. So we have a superficial lymphatic system. It's right under your skin. If you would just touch your skin a little bit, that's just touching your lymphatic system. It's called a superficial. It takes about 60 to 70% of your lymph flow or of your lymph fluid. And this part that's right under your skin is really only dependent on breathing. So if you're not a deep breather, then you may be building up little brown marks in your skin. A lot of people call it age spots, but it's actually called lipofuscin. It's really about cellular waste building under your skin because the lymphatic system cannot clean this up. So when we interact with these vessels right under your skin, we can improve lymph flow and create flow throughout the whole body. And that's what I developed in my course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. I teach you about diet, I teach you about basic supplements, and then I teach you how to maintain your lymphatic system. It's an 8-minute routine, and it's something that I do for about four days a week, and it directly helps to remove cellular waste and acidity from your body. Directly, you're in control of it. So your skin, muscles, bones, organs, blood vessels, nerves, and brain are dependent on the lymph system to maintain them. You can have more control over how your lymph system functions by maintaining your lymphatic system, you know, on a daily basis. I'm not saying every day, but, you know, on a regular basis. For many of us, we ignore this system that cleans us, and we don't even see that we are toxic, which is creating our digestive issues, our heart problems, our liver problems, you know, ovarian problems, swelling in the legs, pressure in your head, might be headaches or migraines. It's really a reason why the lymphatic system not functioning is why we all have multiple health problems. Because, again, very few people I see have one health problem. The lymphatic system must maintain every system in the body. So when this one system starts to have a problem, then multiple systems in your body start to have a problem. So when the lymph system can't clean us efficiently, your body becomes toxic. And again, we need to see that toxicity because we're trying to put a lot of medications to help our basically health problems that are caused by toxicity, and these medications make us toxic. So to me, we have to learn how to balance everything, the foods we eat, the air we breathe, the beverages we drink, the stress we have, even our medications or even supplements like probiotics are great, but they break down cellular waste in the body, which can create more acidity in the body. So everything has to be balanced, and that's what I'm going to talk about in a minute. So to improve the lymphatic system and to gain more control over your health, we need to start doing really everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance, and we'll talk about that in a minute. So the benefits of maintaining your lymphatic system is you'll have more control over your lymph system and toxicity by maintaining this system that cleans us. The benefits are simple. You'll feel stronger mentally, you'll sleep better, you'll have less pain, lose weight, clearer thinking, clearer skin, and better digestion. So I just want to remind you that I help clients who have cancer, Lyme disease, pain, brain issues, swelling in my office here in Scottsdale, Arizona, with sessions of work I developed called Lymphpractic. My work is fully closed. The sessions will tune up your lymphatic system, which will really improve the functioning of most systems in your body, and you'll just feel deeply relaxed in your body and mind. Many of your health problems over a few weeks will dissipate. If you live outside of Arizona, contact me for a lymphatic system health coaching over the phone. Promise it will make a difference understanding this system. And most importantly, check out my life-changing on-demand virtual course, Detox Your Lymphatic System, Boost Your Brain, Weight Loss, and Life. It's 7 lessons, 30 easy activities that will have you in about 2-3 weeks understanding this information, and you'll be in control of your body and health. It's not about curing any disease. It's about maintaining your health so that you can feel better. So we have to think about everyday lymphatic system detoxification and maintenance. Look at what you're eating. Is it mostly acid or alkaline-forming foods? Go to the healthylymphsystem.com. On the bottom of the homepage, there's an acid-alkaline food chart. You can get a link to it. We want to limit processed foods, grains, red meat. Remember, I said limit. And if you're really sick, we want to really not have them for a while. Start eating more fruits and vegetables. If you're diabetic, then limit the fruits to more low-glycemic fruits. We can juice. We can have smoothies. We just want to put more greens and alkaline substances in our body. Help balance pH with basic products that buffer acid in the body, magnesium, potassium, a little bit of baking soda, and a daily green drink, a powdered green drink, goes a long way into balancing our body. I'm a big believer in Epsom salt baths and foot soaks. It's a simple way to balance pH in your body and to relax your body. Most importantly, to help the lymphatic system are enzymes. There are digestive enzymes and systemic enzymes, and you'll learn about them in the course. But we all need to be taking some type of systemic enzymes that breaks down cellular. And we need to be hydrated. If you're not hydrated, then your lymph system cannot flow. It becomes like a dry riverbed, and we know about that here in Arizona. So you want to drink water with minerals, mountain spring water, alkaline water. If you drink reverse osmosis or distilled water, add minerals to it so it doesn't steal the minerals from your body. Daily exercise. That's how we move our waste out of our body, through our organs. Good posture. Don't slouch. If you're reading from your phone, then pick it up a little bit. Don't let your head hang down. That stops our lymphatic system. If you take medications, they also have to be balanced because a lot of them deplete magnesium. So look at our acid alkaline food chart at healthylymphsystem.com. Next Thursday's show will be on helping chronic fatigue with lymphatic system detoxification. Many people don't have energy. They just don't have the ability to move, get out of bed. And it's really about acidity. When we're acidic, our blood can't hold oxygen, and without oxygen, we don't have energy. So we have to get your pH balanced and get your lymph system going, and your life will change. I hope understanding how to detox and maintain your lymphatic system makes a difference in your life. And if it does, let me know. Thank you for listening to Everyday Lymphatic System Detoxification and Maintenance with me, your host, John Ossipinski. Have a balanced and joyful life. Please tell someone about our show. Help them have a healthy life.